what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to the world where it's 2016. We are World Poetry Open Mic, your poetry addiction. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, as he is most Friday nights, the one, the only, Michael Amade.
Hey, thank you very much, man. I actually met another Michael Amade this last week.
What?
I did. Yeah.
Did you kill him?
No. No, he's in Florida. He's in Florida. He actually runs an AIDS research group or something. He's he seems really cool.
And he's like, you're that guy that I keep getting emails for.
No, actually what he says is he's like, you're the guy who takes Michael Amade on everything.
Yes.
He's like, Michael Amade on Gmail? Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, on his left-hand side, he's the hairy one himself. No, it's not a Wookiee. He is the half-squatch.
Hello.
Oh, that was good. I like that.
Dude, your Wookiee, your vintage Wookiee shirt.
Isn't that awesome?
It's not just a Wookiee shirt. It's a Wookiee shirt circa 1977.
Yeah, and guess what? It's felt.
It's a felt shirt?
Well, I made sure it felt. It was felt when I came in.
Oh, gosh. Let me see.
Now it's really been felt.
Oh, and that's actually the shape?
Yeah.
That's kind of a, not just because you're wearing it. I mean, that's a whole other.
You make it cool.
That's a little trippy, man.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
I feel like I'm stuck in that 70s show. All right. So we've got a big announcement. I'm not sure if we're going to go do it right now, but
we got a couple.
It's Star Wars has broken. Sorry.
JT's excited
about
that.
Expected that.
Hey, so let me ask this: How was your holidays? How was your Christmas, New Year's Eve, JT?
Holidays. They were good.
Yeah.
They were really good. Got to spend time with family and friends, and it was nice and relaxing, and you know, things went very well.
What about yours, Mike?
I got to hang out with family and friends. So I was miserable. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love my.
And
I'm
if
kidding.
You're listening, he didn't mean that.
I
we love you.
That. And you know, I think it's funny, JT. You said you got to hang out with friends. I don't remember actually hanging out very much.
Yeah. That's why he said friends.
The last 2 weeks.
Not co-hosts.
Oh, so wait a minute.
We're not friends?
We hung out the other day, didn't we?
We actually
or was did. That a different Michael Amade?
That could have been the other guy from Florida. He's a genius.
I was taking a moment to catch my breath before coming up swinging again.
It was a good amount of time. I actually spent most of it writing and doing, trying to move things forward and actually prepping for the thing we're really going to talk about tonight, as well as another announcement we're going to have tonight that will show up in a few months.
Yes.
Oh. Or in a month.
In a month.
Roughly.
In a month. Okay. So we do have some sponsors that help put us on the air. We'd like to say thank you to Nature Box. You want to eat healthy. You want to write for a good long time.
In 2016.
Yes. You're going to want to check out naturebox.com. Turn over a new leaf in 2016 and eat naturebox.com. It's a subscription service. Your taste buds will never be bored again.
You know that eating bad thing you do? That's so 2015. That's the old you, man.
Yeah.
The new you? They eat tight. They eat solid all the time.
I remember 2015 like it was yesterday.
Do you?
Yeah.
I remember I was sitting there last night with Draven Gray from Silent Still, sitting there with his son.
All right.
Pretty young kid, right?
Yeah.
Dender, hilarious. And right after New Year's, it was the first midnight he'd ever been up for New Year's. And you could tell he was tired. And I look at him and I'd be like, so Ender, you know, what do you think about this, the New Year's? What do you think about now that it's 2016? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, it's weird. It's kind of feels exactly the same as last year. He goes, yeah. I go, Almost feels kind of arbitrary, doesn't it? Of course, he has no idea what I'm talking about. And right then, I think Draven and his wife walk by and just shake their heads. And, you know, it was so that's how I started the year.
Michael Amadei, shattering illusions for children everywhere.
Dad, yeah, I'm not even a father. I'm doing dad jokes. What the hell, man?
All right, so we want to thank HollywoodMemorabilia.com. If you want to collect something to sign, maybe a Wookiee shirt from the 70s, they might have that. Check them out, HollywoodMemorabilia.com. They've got plenty of stuff out there for the person that has everything that you couldn't buy a gift for Christmas. There's always Valentine's Day. Check them out, HollywoodMemorabilia.com. Easy for me to say.
Or not so easy for you to say.
There you go.
It's actually not an easy thing to say.
And, of course, KNET Books. You want to write lots of poetry. You want to be smart. You want to further your education. That's the place to go. KNETBooks.com. It's a subscription service, or actually like a library service where you can get textbooks for whatever college level. Associates, masters, bachelors, doctorate, whatever you want.
Postdoc. Grand Thetan.
Post-apocalyptic.
Level 8 Thetan.
Yeah, level 8.
Operating 8. I thought we don't talk about Fight Club.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So those are our advertisers. You need to know the rules. We want poetry 1 to 3 minutes long. We want it clean. Free of the F-bomb. PG-13 only until later. We're going to end the show, and then we're going to do a special After Dark segment at the end of the show. After the end of the World War Poetry Open Mic proper. And, of course, we want no hate speech, especially in this world we've got now. We want to clean this world up. We want to make it free from fear and hate. So call now, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766 in 2016.
Share your poetry. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, I wish I had that guy's voice, man. That is so over the top.
Yeah, but the thing is if you had his voice, you would do nothing but say things like that. You'd start quoting Zorro the Gay Blade. I'm here.
I know. I'd be a keyserver like, but meanwhile, in the deli department.
Exactly. You'd be worse than you already are. And it's pretty bad.
And it's actually really bad because my wife and I went shopping today. Oh. I got to tell you this.
Oh, no.
And I'm like announcing the different packages of stuff that we're looking at. And she's like, would you stop?
This is the guy, and he hasn't done this recently because you haven't been out eating with us, but this is the guy who, if we were in an IHOP or a place where they would have a PA system.
Yes!
Oh, jeez.
He'd go over and grab it and start making announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, your restaurant will be flying at an altitude of 1,500 feet tonight.
Which is funny because that PA system goes to the outside world of the restaurant, not the inside.
Oh, there was a switch, that particular actually. You could do either.
Oh, you could do either or. Yeah. Well, I remember you doing a few that was interior as well.
They loved me at Otto's Casino when I would do the overhead announcements there,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did.
It's like free steak for the next 3 minutes.
No. They actually kept a tight control on me. Anyway. We've got 5 of the best lined up for you. We've got great poets. We've got a big announcement that... Are we ready for it yet, or are we going to do it later?
Let's do it. Let's do it during the second segment.
We'll do it during the second segment. So, during the first segment, let's go ahead and just go right to the poets. Please welcome, from Michigan, longest supporter of the show, he is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic, and Happy New Year.
Hello, and Happy New Year. Thank you, my friend, for joining us in 2016.
Yes, I can't think of a better way to start the new year than with World Poetry Open Mic.
You know,
it sure makes my day. It makes my year.
Thank you. It makes my year so far, too. And thank you guys for sharing your poetry with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I've just looked at the new books, the anthology that you published. And I've looked at Michael's new book, The Fall. Very, very good books. And I recommend them to anybody that wants a hard copy. They should go out and get them because they're really good stuff.
Wow! Thanks so much, Dennis, and it's really cool to hear that. I'm glad you enjoy them.
Oh yeah. The only thing missing in these two volumes is page numbers. Otherwise than that, it's aces in my book.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I agree with you there.
All right. Well, I have a new poem I'd like to share. This is a new year, and I'm experiencing some new things myself. In the month of December, I had both eyes, surgery on both eyes. I had cataracts removed, and things are looking different for me.
I imagine, yeah.
Are you driving a Lincoln now that the Cadillacs are gone? I'm totally kidding.
That is so terrible.
Well, almost.
I used that on my wife when she had her cataracts removed, too.
Of course you did.
I'd like to share this poem about that experience. The title of it is Light Redeemed. Clouded vision gave opaque impressions. Steamy mirror conclusions of the reality before me. Night vision distorted, nearly driving blind, abstract as an Edith Sitwell poem. Compass point cried for change and new clarity of path. Cataracts touched with laser precision, allowing retinal receptors to refine and define complex light patterns. Lenses embedded, refracted dancing light, articulating new crystallinity of perception and sight. That's the end.
Very well done. Now, have you been back to the doctor and gotten a like eyeglass prescription after your surgery?
Well, no, I haven't. I go for a follow-up appointment in a couple days, but I don't need glasses for distance anymore. Which I've always had to have since I've been started wearing glasses about 5 years old. So it's a I do need reading glasses, but that's an easy thing to take care of. But it's all good. It was a wonderful trade-off, and I'd recommend it to anybody that needs to have it done.
You know, I think my wife would recommend it, too. They were, with a glass prescription, able to get her back to 20/20 vision, which means yeah. She's nowhere, she knows where she's going to be in 4 years. All right.
Well, thank you so very much, and welcome back in the new year, and we're looking forward to a great 2016.
Thank you, and we're looking forward to a huge 2016 for World Poetry Open Mic and everybody involved in our family.
Absolutely. God bless you all.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. What, are you just surprised that I'm on my A game right now, or what?
No, I wasn't surprised about the A game, as you call it. I was just reacting in the moment.
Oh, okay. I was like, to be honest, I had the day off of work, and I caught a nap before the show, so I'm actually feel like all the soldiers
are clicking.
Oh my gosh,
he's an awake person!
Yeah, so it's kind of like watching Roger Federer play a tennis match with a tennis racket in his hand rather than just batting around with his empty hands.
Exactly.
Finally, you're rested enough to do the show.
Right?
Phenomenal.
I know.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So, yeah.
I just said the image of Roger Federer doing
I know, that. Right? That would be more fair if I did. Oh.
What? What? He's back.
I think something's just awakened.
Oh, hey, Steve.
The force does Happy awaken New in this guy.
Happy New Year.
It is so good to be back.
Welcome back, Steve. We have missed you, my friend.
Well, thank you. And the feeling is the same. It has been... I have been living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Mm.
Yeah.
But it is good to be back here for a sanity break. So, Happy New Year to all of you and your families. Happy New Year to the whole World Poetry Open Mic family. And particularly a very Happy New Year to Dennis. Hearing his voice on a Friday night means that things are normal and the way they should be.
Beautiful. Mm. And I got to say, do you get to listen at all while you're busy during your work weeks?
I've heard a bunch of the shows, and the one thing that upsets me, the shows are so much better when I'm not on them.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true.
I know the feeling, Steve.
I'm I'm not sure how to take that.
No, he was meaning when he's not on the show either.
I mean when I'm not on the show. Yeah.
No. We all realize, JT, that as much as J. Todd and Michael think they run the show, it is the haiku master who is in charge.
We are painfully aware. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night crying because I'm so aware of this.
Right. You know what? I wake up in the middle of the night screaming because I dream that he's not there doing the show with us.
See.
Just remember, everybody loves Chewbacca. Nobody cheers for Imperial Stormtroopers.
There you go.
That's very true.
Thank you, my friend, for pointing that out.
With that, since you have a number of wonderful people online behind me, if I may.
Sure.
A comparatively new piece. I've been writing even if I have not been glowing in.
Nice.
There is a passing, as in the autumnal afternoons of youth, when I would walk the silent streets of home, while shadows lengthened at the dying of the day, until I reached the end of the road to sit upon the sea wall, pondering the ebbing tide, watching the receding sea, seeing the blues and greens retreat, drawn homeward again from whence they came, leaving only the frothy brown foam on the former shoreline, upon the drying sand, bubbles bursting one by one, leaving nothing but sepia circles, a vague outline of memory to record what had once been. The end.
Damn, your voice has been missed, my friend.
You can have the same voice. All it takes is 40 years of two packs of Camel today.
Well, I'm slowly on my way there, but I meant your poetic voice, your addition to our family gathering.
Well, thank you. It is good to be back. I have indeed missed you.
Well,
and with that, gentlemen, again, a very happy new year to all of you, and thank you for everything you do for all of us.
Oh, thank you, Steve. And every time you need a sanity break, help yourself to coming in and joining our family again. And remember, we've got a return engagement coming up a little bit later. We'd like to hear you again, if you can stay up that late.
I'm old, but not ancient.
No.
I can stay up that late.
Well, I hear, now mind you, I'm experiencing it also. I hear
the spirit of the After Dark segment, perhaps I should just have left off the that late.
Oh,
that I can
stay up. I like it.
I'm not sure if a man with a beard, mustache and goatee should say I like that to me.
Well, you know, they call it a prison. Anyway, we're not going to go
especially
into that.
Especially not making the hand motions he did when he said it, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night. That was Steve on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Wow.
Going off the rails in 2016.
It's been a crazy ending to 2015. We lost several good people.
We did.
One poet that really has touched my life, but we'll cover that in a bit.
Yeah, we'll do something special for him. Now, JT, do we want to? There's an announcement you wanted to make.
There's announcements all over the place tonight.
We want to make this. This one's kind of just like a heads up for the future kind of thing. So. Do you want me to do it or do you want to? Okay. So we've been talking about it, we've been working through it. It's been kind of a road. We were trying to get it done in time. It's a lot of stuff. So we figured we're going to put a little bit more time into it. We're announcing today, though. However, the first book from a very venerable member of our crew will be coming out in the beginning of February.
What?
The Haiku Master's first book. Featuring the haikus from all the way back to the beginning of the show up to now, basically.
Hi-ya!
and some amazing artwork, mostly done with finger paints. There's a lot of turkeys that I did and I draced around my hand.
Nice.
I love those artworks from him. They're
Thank
so
you. I
impressive.
Know. It's.
I like the hand-shaped balloon that you colored on that one, too.
That wasn't a balloon, but yes, yes. I'm much more talented than that. Well, I just went south.
Wow.
So the Haiku Master is going to have a book coming out the first week of February.
Is there a title to it yet, or do we know?
I think we're still working on it because the title has to be something really special.
Well, yeah.
And so we're working on exactly what it, we had it. Let's announce it maybe next week.
Okay.
All right. Sound good?
All right. Yeah. Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll get the title to you guys next week, and then it'll be ready by the time, you know, a certain poet's birthday rolls around, three poets' birthdays that roll around. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, so we've got another caller. This one just as weird as the lot of us. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello, how are you?
I am actually quite happy, and I just wanted to share that I got a new calendar for this New Year's. It has Monet on it, but besides the images, I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but they're exactly the same number of days on this calendar as the one before.
What?
Exactly. I think there is some kind of cabal going on here, and I want to get to the bottom of it someday, maybe before the next New Year.
Actually, this is a leap year, so it may not have the same amount of days on it.
So you're telling me that when I'm renegotiating my Calvin Klein underwear contract and, you know, the thing where I only wear one pair a day and throw it away, I need to really make sure I ante up for the same amount.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
No doubt.
I'm kind of worried about it because I haven't got my shipment yet. They might have dropped me.
Again, it's a leap year. You may have to go commando one day.
I refuse. In 2000, I have standards this year. Last year was a totally different story, but I have standards this year.
I can see where this is going to. It's not even after dark yet, and we're already, so Calvin Klein,
yeah.
I'm not going to say yank. I just said it, but...
It might be Friday night, but to me, the sun has never risen on 2016. It's just been after dark the whole time.
And you have to watch out for Nibiru, too. It's in the system.
Naturally.
So, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Okay. I missed you guys, obviously, so it's really good to be so happily welcomed back. And I missed all of you guys, so glad everybody's well. And I'm glad you're feeling better, Mr. Amade.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. And I've missed you, too, Mr. J. Todd Underhill and Mr. J. T. Gunter and et cetera. And I know this is totally random, but I want to maybe get maybe somebody's mailing address if I finally get my book delivered to my house, so maybe I can send one of them out to you guys collectively as a gift.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We'd love it, man.
Okay, great. I would love to do that.
I can send that to you through Facebook.
That would be great, Mr. Underhill. Thank you so much. And I'll just get to it. Start the new year off right with a nice, big, bold title, six-line title. So
yeah.
Don't be confused. This is just the title, not the poem.
Okay.
Here we go. Great. Potential de-evolution catalyzed through memory and make-believe when pressed like flowers between the pages of a book abandoned and unread upon a random shelf. And here we go. Prolonged stare into a stargazer's night, darkly moonless, eyes entranced by nameless cities below the helm of memories, adrift in a sea of words, connected by phrases of undulant cursive and flotsam and jetsam print, written first as a boy who dreamt. Avoiding simple answers while waiting for oblivion, hiding out in cheap rooms, the smudged windows covered with the Sunday Times supplement, sensitive affect braced behind a rampart forehead, chemically beaten into submission, haloperidol the worst among them, living lonely months at a time, doing little more than lying supine, watching the sun slowly descend into darkness, like a vacant mind. Wandered feral, homeless streets, echoing with madman speeches, jawing perpetual rage and toxic nonsense, cacophonous voices that consume one's ears, an atomic meltdown in the calyx of Helb, would sometimes rather be an animal mindlessly chewing cud in a field captured once by an impressionist. And there we go, fellers.
Loved it. That was great.
Very well done. Now, just given the length of that title, that needs to be a submission for the next anthology, just to drive Michael over the edge.
I would be honored. That would be great. Just to keep Mr. Amadei busy with how do I type this title in with all the other titles.
And keeping me off the streets, I think, is the thing they're really concerned about.
Yes.
How do we keep
better than your parole officer, right?
Oh, much better. Yes. Yeah. He's terrible at poetry. Yes.
Cheers, and I look forward to the next engagement. All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. You know, it seems like forever since we've been in the studio together. We didn't meet at all. We didn't do any our normal pre-show meeting.
It felt weird, man.
It has felt weird, and it's felt like a century since we've been together as a family.
As opposed to a century when we are together.
It feels like it's 75 years, and I've only been here 5 minutes.
I know. So, all right. We have two poets appearing once during one phone call. Please welcome from Minnesota, Mariah and Child on Board to read their poetry.
Nice.
JT looked confused, like, what the hell are you talking about? So... Congratulations.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. I saw the very early baby pic for the Throwback Thursday for your child.
You guys enjoying your new year?
We are. We're a little manic because we haven't been hanging out together. You know how energy works like that.
Well, you know, my day's been interesting, Mariah. It's been good. You know, I started reading a really strange book that a friend of mine gave to me, which is a book written by Kanye West's mother about raising him. And the reason it's interesting and it sticks out in my head is he wrote the introduction, and the first two lines are perfect. He goes, "I love my mom. I've known her since I was 0 years old."
Nice.
Right there, to me, that is just the perfect beginning to a book written by your mother. So that reminded me of you. You reminded me of it, actually. I wasn't reading a book about Kanye West and thinking about Mariah. That was weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah, I think that book would have been in the news.
Probably. Well, this got awkward.
Nice, comfortable pause. Are you going to share some poetry to put us back on the rails, please?
I only have one poem tonight, so who knows? Maybe returned engagement or after dark, I'm actually going to follow through with that. You suck and hang up.
Well, no. See,
you can't tell
poets,
us.
No, we as poets, we recycle. So you can, like, pull up an older piece that you haven't read in a while and do it again.
Yeah, but I don't have access to them.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I have in front of me is handwritten. You know how long it's been since I hand wrote a poem?
I don't know. Yeah. It's been a long time. I really am not aware of.
It's been a long time.
Oh. Do you just not have any pens or paper? Like, do we need to start a Kickstarter campaign or something?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe poetry. Get her a notebook and a pen for the love of God.
My grandma gave me a notebook and pretty pens so I could write down my poems for her.
Nice.
Oh, see, that's good. Sounds like a woman who knows what's going on. That's awesome.
I just prefer to type because I write faster.
Oh, I see.
And so my mind spits out the words faster than my hands can write.
That's what I do too.
I end up messing up, and then I lose whatever line I'm trying to think of, and it's.
I feel you. I'm the same way. My mind works way faster than pen and paper.
Yes.
Sometimes faster than this microphone here, but we're not going to go into that.
I don't even know what that means.
Let's not go into that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, lay it on us, Mariah.
This is an hour old.
All right.
And I don't have a title. you guys are going to have to help me out with that.
We're good at titles.
And it's kind of a... yeah, you're great at titles. Okay. And it's kind of a rap one, which is weird. But here goes. We beat our drums to a different rhythm. Set our sights on new horizons far beyond what our eyes can see. For you and me, this is a dream. This is a nightmare disguised as a dream. Or maybe a blessing masquerading as a curse on humanity. Because no matter how hard we fall, we get back up, yeah, we've been through it all. So don't you dare look down on me, because every success started out as a dream. Yeah, you know how hard life can be. So even you lemons when you need something sweet. So join hands with me just one more time. Make an alliance with rhythms and rhymes. Make this year better than the one before. Fight for world peace instead of world wars. Or maybe your battle is small. Fight to stand up when you feel you're about to fall. Because you know that I'll be there to catch you. And I trust you'll be around to catch me too. Because I would never even think of giving up on you. Sometimes life don't make much sense. But that's okay when we are good friends. We'll be there to laugh at stupid lines. Reminisce and think about better times. And when life comes knocking at our door, we'll suit up and head out, ready for more.
And wow, that was good.
What do you think? What do you think about the title?
I think we should defer to Philip and have the title be epically long. Too.
Yeah, Philip, could you write potentially, if you're listening right now,
a 3 to 4 page title?
We need a title at least 3 times longer than that poem. And then, Philip, your next book, I want to just say a suggestion for your title for your next book is just The Buildup.
The Buildup, yes. I like that.
Yeah.
Mariah, thank you very much. Your poetry is awesome, and I think you really should get busy and write one between now and when we speak next.
What?
I think you should write another poem before our return engagement.
I should, but that means I can't listen to you guys because I got to put my music on.
Well, you know. I'm willing to make that compromise just for your good poetry.
All right, I'll try.
All right. Thank you, Mariah.
Yep.
That was Mariah and World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution in Poetry Radio. Hell yeah.
I don't even, where did that come from?
I don't know.
All
right. How do you follow up Mariah? Minnesota, you go to warmer climate. I say we go out to Florida and check out KK98. Hey, KK, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Welcome to our show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Did you have a good night last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you make it to midnight?
Yes, I did. I actually stayed up to 4 a.m.
Ooh. Ouch. Brutal.
Yeah.
So what are you going to share with us tonight?
It's a poem I wrote earlier. It's called Welcome New Year.
Okay.
So, listen to me, my lovely dear. I see your eyes dripping tears. I know you have a heavy weight upon your chest. Hand me the pain so you can rest. Here comes a brand new year, so let's give some cheers. Starting tonight, we'll take a fight. We'll fight tomorrow as if it's our last, but leave each day like a blast. So as of today and the rest, let's live 2016 and let go of the past. So here's a kiss, please don't miss. I wish you all a happy new year to my CO dear.
Very well done.
Thank you.
KK, I hope you call us for the return engagement. You have more poetry you'd like to share later tonight, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope to hear you real soon.
All right.
That was KK98 on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
5 great poets to kick off 2016.
In 2000. See, you just jammed me up, man.
I did.
I think my linguistic patterns, or that part of my brain is not firing very well right now.
Well, you know, it could be that little sugar cube I had you eat before the show. With the lysergic acid dithalamide, but no, we're not going to go. Why are the walls melting? Just kidding.
Welcome to my world, my friend.
I'll wait. No, never mind. Do you have a submission for us?
I do.
To pull me out of this tailspin I just about threw myself into.
This duck tailspin.
Yes. Oh, woo.
Do you like
Actually got one of those t-shirts, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I saw you wearing the DuckTales shirt the other day. I thought it was amazing. All right. So, this is a submission from Sandy Lee, and this is called New Year Change. One moment. Okay. This is New Year Change by Sandy Lee. The old year ends. The new begins. With hopes renewed, all mankind wins. We dare to lay the past aside and bear our souls to the sweeping tide. The new year promises dreams come true, a brand new start. What will we do? How will it differ from the old? Its gifts we wait to watch unfold. We lightly make new resolutions when problems past still beg solutions. The new year dawning makes me aware a better me will be my prayer. For lest I change, there's nothing new. It all depends on what I do. A greater year can only be if I create a greater me. And then, just for the symmetry of the thing, she put her name beneath it, Sandy Lee, which then rhymes. Phenomenal. Sandy Lee, thank you so much. That was New Year Change. And she submitted the poem by going to our contact form.
WorldPoetryOpenMic.net, where you're listening to the show.
Right, and then you can submit it there, and one of us will read it on the air.
Exactly. Usually you.
Probably
or occasionally me.
Sometimes I read it in a different voice.
Sometimes.
There actually might be a time where I decide to read them in this voice.
That would be really interesting for at least one time.
One time and a short poem. Other than that, we're going to start getting death threats.
I got one.
Oh, right.
December 15th. I was reviewing my year, and I'm like, you know, I said on the air that I wanted to try to do the monotetra form, because Dennis does it so well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That I started that morning, and it took me until the 30th to actually finish it, because I tinkered here and there with it. So, Dennis, if you're listening, I'd love your opinion on this one. This is entitled Lycanthropy. The blackened night entraps my soul. The lunar phase swings into full. Now my madness pills can't console. I lose control. I lose control. The beast that lives inside of me, is it madness or lunacy? The full moon again sets him free. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Lycanthropy, genetic curse. My alter ego so adverse. My sanity, he is adverse. Nothing is worse. Nothing is worse. The full moon comes. I feel the change. All normal thought now doth derange. My exalted form seems so strange. My thoughts is strange. My thoughts is strange. Longing to feel the light of day, bring forth the dawn without delay. Innocent souls on which I pray, lock me away. Lock me away.
Love that one, man.
Thank you.
Good job.
For my first time in a monotetra, you know, it was fun to work, actually. I really liked the form.
Well, and the monotetra actually has so much in common with a, you know, music lyric.
It does.
Kind of set. And so I think for me, even though that wasn't what I was told it was, you know, when you were learning to write songs growing up, that's something I'm very, it feels very natural to me. So it and that flowed very well.
It's got a good flow. All right. So that does it for that segment. Were you doing a small one? No? What were you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Never mind.
No,
I was a little confused.
We're not doing anything small right now. It's all about big this year.
Yeah, over the top. Yeah.
It's all about, actually, it really is. And so we're going to have that announcement in this next segment.
But first, we need to load up five callers. Give us a call. If you've not called the show yet, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Unique callers. All right. As we are, always do, we're flying by the seat of our pants. We've got four callers lined up, which triggers their return engagement. But we need to fly to the phone lines. Please welcome from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Oh, hi.
Hey, we kind of did it on the fly. We lost you there for a moment.
No, because I was so excited, I think I turned off the phone.
That's all right.
I do that all the time.
Now, with you on the line with us, because I know we're not going to lose you, I'm going to take a moment. Pause for just a moment, Barbara. I was going to share with JT. Thank you for sharing that song by Motorhead. something special about that. When I was bringing music home and trying to make my parents go over the edge, I would play that at like full volume, not knowing that it was a cover of The Kingsmen, not knowing that my mother absolutely loved that song. I come upstairs after writing some poetry and blasting that, and she's like, "Were you playing Louie Louie?" I'm like, "How did you know that song?"
You tried to be smart, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, Barbara, welcome to our show. I'm sorry about the abrupt entry in from our break.
No, it's my fault. It's absolutely my fault.
So, hey, Michael, you don't know this, but we've got the host to Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages, on our show.
Not the host of Red River Radio.
Yes, the host of Red River Radio. All right.
Yes.
Shameless plug given.
Can I plug someone's book?
You can plug,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see the exponential plugging going on here.
I don't know. Is it your book?
Book?
Oh, well, yeah, Lost Philip's book. He's a member of the family. Of course you can plug his book.
Philip, yeah, okay, all right, fair enough.
Go ahead.
Lost and Found.
Lost
Absolutely
and Found.
Fantastic.
Oh, so that's a review, too. It's not a plug, it's a review.
Yeah, well, I've only read 1/8, maybe, of it, but... Oh my God! Just got lost in it. So
yeah.
So let me ask this. Let me ask this question though: were you paid in any way for that? No, I'm just kidding. Because you have to state that. No. Okay. No.
All right.
Right. Right.
Barbara. All right. I thank you very much for plugging Philip's book. I'm surprised he doesn't plug it more often than he does.
He will not plug his own work. Just
he should
know that.
Plug his own work.
He really will not. He's just this old Southern gentleman there. He's blushing and...
Well, he's such a humble poet. He should host a radio show
humble
or something.
He is. He's very, very humble.
I'm just going to throw out, though, I don't think being a southern gentleman means you won't promote your own work. I think there was a lot of shameless promoters from the South.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Not Philip.
All right.
That's fair. Fair enough.
Anyway, now that said, just run and get that book because it's just awesome.
Where do we run to get it?
You run all the way across the internet to Amazon.
There you go. Let your fingers do the walking.
I have to put it on the website. I think Philip should do it. Philip,
I think he should.
Put it on the website.
Philip, drop a link in the chat room, damn it.
Lulu.com.
All right. Do you have poetry for us?
Lulu.com and just look up Philip Matthew Roberts or Philip Roberts, Lost and Found.
Beautiful.
Okay, so this particular time of year between Christmas and New Year's is probably the hardest time for me in the world because it was that time that I met my husband for the first time. And we had a situation where we went out 3 times, then I told him that I was babysitting for my brother. He believed me, and I went out with a guy from Harvard.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, you hussy.
I just wanted to go out with a Harvard guy. Come on. I was 17.
I know. Hey, I had the same dream until I realized I was weird. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so how was this date with the Harvard guy?
So I did get my weekend at Harvard, and it was kind of cool, you know. And then, you know, it was like, okay, well, that's it. I'm done with that.
Fair enough.
And then, yeah, this is all about everything. So this is called Our First Meeting. The week after Christmas, 54 years ago, we met in Kew Gardens, where I lived. Barely a college student in my black stretch pants and zippered sweater. Only 17 and wary of the brash boy who had charmed me on the phone. You appeared, smelling of Old Spice, a wild wind of a man. And we walked to the Austin Theater past the Pocket Park, its benches usually filled with ogling neighborhood residents, toward the neon lights to see Ingmar Bergman's Wild Strawberries, A First Date. And you, the essence of a gentleman, slipping easily between brash boyishness and extreme care for me. as first aid drifted to second and third. Suddenly I knew you, this cavalier charmer, would be more to me someday. As if the message had been conveyed by angelic carolers. But I chose a callow Harvard boy New Year's Eve, though this choice caused a hole in my heart when I heard of the pain you had suffered without me from my deceit. But your words on onion skin sheets wooed me from afar. I waited until we were wed to disclose the truth of that night. And you jumped ahead of the pack of fruitless, unconnected college boy dates, the ones who felt right for me, whose humor brought me to tears, and who I wanted to spend my whole life exploring. And I knew, though we were an ocean apart, eventually you would be my one.
Very well done, Barbara. And I'm kind of glad that you got that Harvard thing out of your system. I had a whole thing for, from Revenge of the Nerds, the Alpha Betas, yes.
You were an Alpha Beta?
I was an Alpha Beta guy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that was... I was getting a little tongue-tied in that, but really, yes. Stephen says, "Oh, you stick with the guy from Queens."
Yes.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Barbara, a real piece of advice, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Barbara, we look forward to the return engagement. You'll be calling back then.
Yes, I will. I'll dig up a poem somewhere.
Yeah, we're starting it right after this segment.
Okay, I don't know. It might be a Christmas poem. All right. Anyway, talk to you guys later.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me call back. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. Thank you, Barbara.
All right. Okay, bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. All right. There's more bass in that splash tonight.
Well, it's like you
the pond got deeper.
Man.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's amazing what quality headphones will do for your broadcasting.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's just your perception of the broadcasting. It's always been that cool.
We were that cool? I didn't know we were that cool.
See, that's why you have to have good speakers, man. You don't realize how awesome, how much balls the bass has.
So yes. Ready? Watch.
Well, no, that was a skip.
See? You see that?
The most talented producer.
And the best part is he skipped it. And you know that big sound, just for the people who are listening. That wasn't the rock finally going in the water. That was the rock going to skip again. And a shark comes out and grabs it and goes back in. That's how cool that is.
Nice.
You didn't even know he was doing that in the past.
On top
shark infested pool, baby.
Hey, I lived with one of those for a while.
That's right. You did.
I did.
You did. All right. So we've got a new caller that we need to go to. From right here in Colorado. Her poetry has been on World Poetry Open Mic before, but her voice is not. Please welcome Pamela.
Hello.
Is this Pamela Gold?
It is.
I do want to take a moment and say you are a very talented writer. We enjoy your work. And I do have to ask you, because now you're on the air with us, how did you find our show?
It was through the writers group, Writers Cafe, with JT, actually.
Oh, beautiful. Well, actually, there's two JTs here. We have JT and then we have J. Todd. I'm J. Todd.
J. Todd. Okay, so that's you.
Unless you're French, and then you pronounce it Je Todd.
Je Todd.
No,
is that
kidding.
Correct? Are you being weird?
No, I was being weird.
Well, that's a good question, Pamela. Being weird. Yes.
No, I was being normal, which happens to be weird to everybody else.
I'm going to call you that forever now. I don't even care what you say.
Je Todd? Okay. And I do want to accept your invite. Coffee sometime would be great. We need to coordinate that.
I would love that. Yeah, definitely.
Only if he goes by Je Todd and speaks with an accent the entire time.
We'll go to Starbucks and they'll make up your own name anyway, so it doesn't matter.
There we go.
I'm gonna forcibly make them write Merry Christmas on my cup now.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
just not let it go.
They ask your name. My name's Merry Christmas. Come July, they're yelling out, Merry Christmas?
I'm like,
Merry Christmas.
Yep,
anybody?
That's me. Driving the point home.
Totally get locked up for that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I personally thought that the red cups were there so you couldn't tell if the person holding it was bleeding or not. But that was just me.
I like that.
You know? It's a trick from the Romans.
Yeah.
This is getting weird. Hey, Pamela, what do you got for us?
A little weird.
I'm getting, it's a little weird. It's a little bit uncomfortable, you know.
That's okay.
All right. I'm good. I'm loose. I'm relaxed.
You got it all out of your system?
I think yeah, so. I'm doing some stretches here.
Okay.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. So this this little ditty I put together, I know that every time I submit or the first time I'm reading, everything's a little bit dark and morbid. But when I was 6 years old, my grandparents gave me this horrible, horrible doll for Christmas, and she's haunted me ever since.
Oh, okay.
So,
perfect.
I call this one Haunted Childhood. Okay, so here we go. She stood at 3 feet tall with shoulder-length glossy blonde locks, cherry-colored lips, and flushed cheeks. Her teeth frosted white, a fraud, an absurd smile never to tarnish. When left alone, she shifted the slightest expression. She'd whisper, "I know that you know." Muttering meant to terrify. Arms up, arms down. Plastic stature. Nobody else took note. In my nightmares, she prayed, creeping down the hall to my bedroom, hovering above my head. Her face mangled, a reminder that she wasn't a toy. Freed from her packaging, I became her victim. I put her underground in the damp basement. The next day, she was in the living room. I climbed the ladder to the attic, dragging her by the hair. I threw her as far as my child-sized arms would allow. The next day, she was in my bed, her head resting on my pillow, eyes fixated on me. Soaking in the shock, her smile grew wider. I smiled back. Tomorrow was trash day, and I retrieved the box of thick black bags stored in the garage. I dismembered her, placed her inside, and sealed it with a double knot. At twilight, I skipped to the curb with her remains, leaving her outside to perish. I went back to the warmth of my pink quilt and waited for sleep to pull me under. Yanked from a dream the next morning with a thump, arms where legs should be, legs slumped at her side. I know that you know. And that's it.
Well, that was messed up.
I love your poetry.
I dream about her every day.
That was very good.
If you ever get the chance to Google her, her name is Patty Playpal, and she is a little crazy, if I can say bitch, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now. We're all over
Google
this
working
right
now, the whole Google machine.
The Google machine, we got hamsters running and everything.
Yeah.
Patty Playpal.
Patty Playpal.
And you have to set your sensors on work safe, not...
Because
Patty Playpal brings up something else completely different.
Yeah,
you probably want to be careful with that. Yeah.
Oh, the eyes are creepy, Pamela. Right. That's the thing that
I know.
It's kind of like
she moves with you.
Well, and if you look at her eyes, it's kind of like talking about, you know, one powerful race to rule them all. Like, it's weird. You think like there's some sort of
all right,
weird racial ethnic cleansing agenda. Yeah.
My sister's an artist, and she works with makeup at times. I think when we do have coffee, I'm going to have her do me up as Patty Playpal before. I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Really I might stab you or something, but I'll still drink coffee. Well,
it'll be a nice story to talk about afterwards.
But Pamela, you know what would be cool? What if you did the top half as Pamela and the bottom as a samurai? Or a sumo wrestler.
Ooh, I could pull off the sumo wrestler.
Sumo. That would be fun.
Sumo Patty Playpal. Boom.
Yeah.
There we go.
That might make people a little more scared, but okay. We'll think about it.
I don't know. Everybody loves a sumo. You can quote me on that one. All right. Thank you, Pamela. That was great. Thanks
You're
for sharing
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. I will talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Pamela.
Okay. Bye.
That was Pamela Gold on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
How did we get so weird, man? Do you ever wonder what happened? Do you ever look back and go, where did we go wrong?
No, because I know exactly what happened in my world. I can't go, because it'll incriminate me. I can't go into it on the air, but it could involve many cases of possible manslaughter, so I'm just not going to mention it.
Many cases?
Yes. In Colorado, if you're caught with a hit of lysergic acid dithalamide, it is manslaughter. and I have taken that many.
Oh my gosh! Okay, I figured you like walked into the Jedi but temple with a Nerf bat or something.
No, I was going to say thank you for taking me down that road, and now I've incriminated myself on the air.
I had nothing to do with that.
There's got
to
be a statue of limitations somewhere.
So
there is a statue of limitations in the corner.
Going into the Jedi temple with a Nerf bat?
Well, he said almost. I wouldn't have been manslaughter. That would have been murder. Steve, you might have to handle this for
us.
Yeah,
Steve, we need to consult with you.
Okay.
He just told you to be silent. You have the right to remain silent. Exercise.
Yes, all right. See?
Thank you.
See? Exercise that.
That's another guy telling you to exercise in the new year. I'm kidding. All right.
All right. So from one new caller to another, please welcome from Indiana, she is Jamie. Jamie, are you there? Hello?
Jamie?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air with World Poetry Open Mic. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I've got to ask, we do this of all our new callers. How did you hear about our show?
Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you hear about it today? Because this will be the last time you hear about it for a while. I got kind of banned by Facebook, but that's all right.
Oh, until I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on. I actually tried to do the last one, but I fell asleep.
Sorry about that.
Here I am now.
So do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah, now is the perfect moment.
All right, it's called The Voice of a Childless Mother. The gift that you've been given to you was never intended. The mistake you call your little boy, we are the women who never had the choice. She'll never hear her child's voice or get to see his face light up when he gets that new toy. The park that you're too busy to take him to, the same one she fights with the owners to make new. You'll never know the loss you feel. Just because you don't see it doesn't make it less real. For the same gift you treat as a job, the same one she's prayed and cried to for God, or for to God. When he throws a tantrum for your attention, the excuses that you're inventing, are you comfortable saying you can play with him in an hour? Next time, smile at him when he picks you a flower. I used to cry myself to sleep at night, wondering how it was even possible. I'd be a good mother, yet I am not able. Yet so many of you mothers and fathers treat your children awful. And dear adoption agency, no, I don't need $50,000 to be stable. Don't complain about how much money you spend. Someone out there is spending that and more on fertility treatment that never ends. Would it really be too much to ask for you to open your eyes? You have no idea what it's like to see you take for granted your God-given right. I've swallowed the fact that God has his reasons and I will never understand. And sharing my personal and hurtful feelings was never the plan. I know this may seem hateful and harsh, and that's not my effort. What I want is what all of us do, and I'll be that one. The voice of a childless mother and how what we see hurts. That's it. I was a little bit nervous.
No, you did fine.
You did wonderfully. That was great.
Jamie, I want to say welcome to our family, and thank you for calling and sharing on our show. Please consider us in the future, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Jamie.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Jamie on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. And Ryan Secret. What? There we go.
I won't repeat it on the show until after dark, but I heard a hilarious New Year's resolution involving Ryan Seacrest.
Really?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest was on last night, and while I was writing my first poem of this year, I was like watching going, didn't Dick Clark used to do this? It was so much better.
Yeah, and it's still called
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Right.
Well, there's this thing called mortality. And Dick Clark, like all of us, eventually will have to succumb to it. Maybe not Keith Richards.
Dick Clark did succumb to it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He did, didn't he? See, yeah. It's hard to keep track.
It is. Yeah. Well, Dick Clark was already, 1,500 years old when he was out.
He now, you know, had felt he'd seen enough from, you know, one dynasty of the Egyptians to now.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
he had to ascend sometime.
He was an absolute mainstay in that. I mean, just such a solid broadcaster and everything. Like, there's hardly anyone who can replace him.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. I don't even watch it, but I know I would miss Dick Clark if
I remember watching Dick Clark years ago, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then, you know, I try to keep up with it somewhat during my adult life. There was this whole time that I would go out and party on New Year's Eve and everything like that. I'd miss it then. And now, the last couple of years, I've been watching Ryan Seacrest, and I'm like, not the same.
Nope.
So, I'm going to have to find a new tradition.
A new tradition on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Mm.
So do commercial I. Commercial
break, right?
Yep.
Huh?
We'll have to talk about it in the commercial break.
We'll talk about it. It involves waffles.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Waffles, those tiny Power Wheels cars.
Okay.
Ooh.
And maybe some semi-automatic weapons.
Nice. So we're having a Hunter S. Thompson Christmas or New Year's. Yeah,
it might be a little weird.
Instead of skeet shooting, it's waffle shooting.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're not standing. We're driving around on Power Wheels.
Awesome. Ooh,
beautiful.
Yeah. Sound good?
All right, so we do have one more caller left in the segment. Please welcome from Michigan, the Poetry State. She is Samantha. Hello. Hey, you're going to want to turn this down just a little bit while you're performing.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now.
We hate to say that, Samantha. We love it when people have us turned up, but
I guess we like getting turned up.
We love it when people have you turned on.
Well, you know,
all the time.
We live for
yes,
that.
Yes, I live.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Have a very blessed New Year. I hope everything's gone well so far in 2016. Good day.
Well, you haven't had much time to mess things up yet.
No,
speak
we've got
yourself.
364 more days to do that with.
Yeah, I've tried already. Okay. Okay, I don't have anything holiday type tonight, but here's what I've got. It's called Wash, Rinse, Repeat.
Okay.
Sometimes, when you least expect it, you just need a good cry. There is no discernible reason except to wash your eyeballs and rinse out their sockets. Maintenance, really. What other reason could there be? It's the dust of life that collects in corners, attaching to lashes, which cause irritation and pain behind your eyes, where you cannot scratch. If you could, would it be wise? You must remember being told as a child, if you pick it, it will bleed. Well, life bleeds. It pours out onto the ground at your feet, leaving smears of ruddy brutality groveling at your heels. The dirt it deposits in plain view grinds into the soft tissue and gel-like surface of the orbs that have been forced to observe with wide open curiosity. All of it held woefully behind epidermis shutters that never close in time to save you from reality. So you cry. You let loose the water beast that you've kept under lock and key at the craggy edges of your emotions, flooding your eyes with the salty cleanser, hoping to scrub clean what has been witnessed. But life and its grime is already in your heart, leaving pictograms etched on your cerebrum behind the portals through which they entered. Your eyes fill and tears tip over the edge. You wipe them away with your sleeve until the retching subsides. The wetness is cool and refreshing. Soot and stain have been rinsed away. You mop clean the last of the trails from your face. Though red and swollen, your eyes feel relieved, cleaned of the filth that leached in on life's back to dump its garbage as if you were a landfill. For the moment, your heart is rejuvenated, your anxiety spent. Once grit-filled eyes, soothed. Gathering scattered thoughts, you compose yourself, making ready for the next round of life's dirty tricks. It is abundantly clear how therapeutic a good cry can be. That's it.
Very well done. Samantha, as always, I'm in awe of your work.
What's that?
As always, I'm in awe of your work. I like it.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep calling and sharing our show. I really appreciate everything you contribute.
That was great. Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, guys. I'll be listening.
All right. We're doing a return engagement, too, so you might want to dig up another poem.
Okay. I'll look. Maybe I will.
All right. That was Samantha on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. All right.
All right. Now, we have an announcement.
We have a huge announcement.
So everybody, lend us your ear. And this is not a joke, stupid announcement.
This is a real thing.
This
is a real thing. Men, women, children.
Lend me your ears.
All over the globe, lend us your ears.
And your appendages.
And it's not St. Crispin's Day.
Well, he doesn't actually say that in St. Crispin's speech. But
he
could have, because he did need their ears.
Yes.
Instead, they took the French ones. Little Agincourt humor there. Okay. So, I just really take in the wrong direction for what we're about to talk about. Okay, so let's just back up from all this terrible, violent humor I've been making tonight about waffles and semi-automatic weapons and everything. So we were sitting around talking about, you know, kind of how we wanted to move forward in 2016. What could we do to I think it was several things. One, kind of amp up what we're doing. Give us a large scale goal.
Yes.
That gives us really something we have to, it's scary. It kind of scares us, but at the same time, it really means something, and it's not, it's something that really, I don't know, matters to us. So what are your thoughts on it?
No, I was going to say, I was thinking about what we had planned out, and my father used to have this term about his son's alligator mouth overloading his hummingbird asshole. Pardon my language.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
I thought at first, you know, we're doing that, but then so is building this radio show, and look, we've done farewell on it.
The world is full of people who, the world has been made by a lot of people who everyone else around them considered them assholes.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest with that. With that being said, this is a great way to lead up to what we're announcing.
Yeah. So great, guys.
Well, no.
Well, no, it was a way of saying we're biting off more than we can chew, or
but it's not just us though. It's a lot of people. So I think let's just get to the point. I think one of the things that we're really feeling, and I think a lot of us kind of go along with that, is that right now there's a gigantic focus on fear.
Yeah.
In the media, of course, politicians use it because you can divide and conquer through fear and you can unite people. And yeah, there are things to be afraid of, but a lot of this, the problem's actually caused by fear.
Yes.
Like, it's perpetuating itself because of this crazy stuff. And we have so many media pundits out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you should be afraid of the person next door. You should be afraid of all this. And so one of the things we thought about, especially in the theme with world poetry, is that we have listeners from around the world who write stuff. And the funny thing is we're all human. It's the common thing we all have. So we're announcing an initiative called 1 Million Poets.
Yes.
And it is basically a focus on nothing else. It's not about money. It is about sharing a message of, you know, writing a poem and sharing it, a message of humanity with everybody, compassion.
Yes.
And how, you know, basically fighting back against that fear, that social group, racially based fear that's actually meant to kind of keep our attention and keep us, you know, kind of under wraps. It's actually taking a moment to talk about, you know, as a human race, what we can do for each other and sharing that compassion there.
Bring a little more light into the world.
Yeah, shed light, shed love, be peaceful through your poetry. While you were saying that, I'm like, I'm going to write a custom piece, not publish it anywhere. It's just going to be for this challenge.
And that's awesome.
And I urge everybody else to convey peace. No matter what aisle, politically or religiously, you stand on, let's just be peaceful with each other. Be excellent to each other.
Well, and we're joining with, we have a growing list of, and we'll be publishing that soon, but a growing list of heads of literary departments of colleges, universities, poetry publications who are expressing interest in working with us. So it's not about just all on the show. We're not trying to get 1 million people onto the show.
No, that's not what we're trying to do at all. I liked what you said earlier about what it's going to be like.
Right. So basically we're going to have you guys do is write a poem that's in that theme, either film yourself. It could be on a cell phone, whatever, or just record the audio.
Yeah,
the recording doesn't have to be
good.
SoundCloud
works good for that.
Upload it SoundCloud, YouTube. The directions are there. And then just, you know, say it is 1 million poets, you know, put that in the title, and then also do a hashtag of in the description when you upload it. And then that way we're able to track it. And then it's also going to be kind of following that ice bucket challenge thing where you do it and then you challenge three other poets you know to do it as well.
Exactly.
And so if you want to know more, just we have a basic landing page set up. There'll be a full site coming soon, but it's just 1millionpoets.org.
And is 1 million the number or 1 million spelled out?
Spelled out. It's all spelled out.
1millionpoets.org.
.org. And that'll explain it. But that's kind of our huge goal starting this year. We don't think it's going to happen all in 1 year. But it's definitely
going viral.
Well, who knows? But we're gonna work it. And we think that this is something about using poetry to kind of fight back against that fear. And it's something I think we all can do. And it's a message that I think is really important.
Yeah. Fight the fear mongers. Share your poetry.
Yes.
1millionpoets.org.
All right. So that's
our announcement.
That's the big announcement.
And of course, I've been saddened this week because the world lost a poet that was influential in my life. JT's been honoring him through music choices tonight. Lemmy from Motorhead passed away at the age of 70.
Yes.
He was influential because the short story I shared with you, during my rebellion phase, I listened to a lot of Motorhead, and it's with great respect and admiration that I'd like to do this to honor him, and Michael's helping me out. So, Lemmy, you're going to be missed.
I'm going to send you somewhere, so just hold on.
All right.
We're going to teleport.
Old when I went to the war to fight for a land fit for heroes. God on my side and a gun in my hand, chasing my days down to zero. And I marched and I fought and I bled and I died, and I never did get any. But I knew at the time that a year in the line was a long enough life for a soldier. We all volunteered and we wrote down our names and we added 2 years to our ages, eager for life and ahead of the game, ready for history's pages. And we brawled and we fought and we whored till we stood 10,000 shoulder to shoulder. A thirst for the hunt, we were food for the gun. And that's what you are when you're soldiers. I heard my friend cry, and he sank to his knees, coughing blood as he screamed for his mother. And I fell by his side, and that's how we died, clinging like kids to each other. And I lay in the mud and the guts and the blood, and I wept as his body grew colder. And I called for my mother and she never came. Though it wasn't my fault and I wasn't to blame. The day not half over and 10,000 slain. And now there's nobody remembers our name. That's how it is for a soldier. Lemmy, a life led uncompromised. Thank you for the memories, brother. And now we're back. Wow, that was weird. Teleporting and then right coming right back.
Yeah, man, I got to channel my inner church lady playing that organ there.
But did you notice the room doesn't have an issue anymore?
Yeah, there was no helium.
I was really happy about that because going in there and playing that key.
Would have been really weird.
Yeah.
All right. So, that being done, I thank you guys for tuning. Oh, wait. No, we got return engagements. Oh, what the hell am I doing?
Don't end the show.
And we got an after dark.
I'm so used to Studio X being the ending of the show. What the hell am I thinking? All right. So, it's a free-for-all now. If you've called the show before tonight, or if you've not called at all and you want to share a poem, now is the time to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. One of these days I'm going to learn that damn number.
I know. You're going to learn it by heart.
I always have to look at it when I do it.
A year and a half?
Because I won't remember it.
Almost 2 years. Anyway, call now. World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Now, do you have any New Year's resolutions, man?
Yeah. Do you?
You know, well, I have 10.
Well, 10?
I have 10.
Are you an overachiever?
No, I will make up 10 on the fly to match your 10.
No, really? Okay.
I don't know.
You want, we can do one and then the other if you want. But here's the thing. The reason I have 10 is not because I'm an overachiever. It's just because I failed the last 9 years on my one resolution. So now they just follow me from one to the other.
Got it. Okay.
You guys want to hear some?
Yeah, sure. Please. Shoot me one.
All right. Do we have some New Year's music, maybe?
Are we going to all
create? You know what? I do.
You do? Now, do you want me to read mine and then you read yours?
Let's alternate. That way it gives me a moment to
do it on the fly.
Yeah, so make it up on the fly.
Mine's first.
Okay, here we go. In 2016, I will end every statement with, in 2016.
In 2016, I will attempt to pole vault the Grand Canyon naked.
I don't have one. Keep going.
Okay.
Not yet.
In 2016, I resolve to have an apparition of the Virgin Mary behind my neighbor's house, so the Catholic Church is forced to build a basilica and ruin his favorite view. In 2016.
In 2016, I resolved to go camping more often at IKEA.
In 2016, I resolved to use the phrase, "Get to the chopper!" in nearly every conversation.
In 2016, I resolved to turn Posick Fest into a religious organization to where we don't have to pay taxes.
Damn it, in 2016. Okay. In 2016, I resolved to dress like Screamin' Jay Hawkins on a more frequent basis. In 2016.
In 2016, I resolved to say the word pumpkin as much as possible.
In 2016, I resolved to work out more while wearing a hot dog costume in 2016.
Wait! That's great!
Why? What?
In 2016?
Yeah?
I had resolved to work out in a condiment outfit.
This is why we're on a show together!
This is awesome!
Incredible!
Keep going.
Well, your shirt looks like ketchup and mustard, but we're not going to go into that. Anyway, in 2016, I resolved to buy a brand new ice cream truck.
Ooh, that's a good one. Tasty. In 2016, I resolved to devise my plans for intergalactic domination. In 2016.
In 2016, I resolved to buy shoes 3 at a time instead of 2 at a time.
That's stepping it up. In 2016, I resolved to forget at least 4 anniversaries. In 2016.
In 2016, I plan to surpass Kanye West in popularity.
That's possible. In 2016, I have resolved to contemplate the origin of contemplation. In 2016.
In 2016, I resolved to declare war on fearmongers and those that fester fear.
That's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
In 2016, I resolve to always remember Zorro. In 2016.
In 2016, I resolve to make my wife the happiest woman in the world 6 days of the week, except for Friday nights, where I'll be here.
In 2016, I resolve to whip it. Whip it good. In 2016.
In 2016, I resolve to pay all my grocery bills using loose, unwrapped pennies.
One more. In 2016, I resolve to pay all of my bills using a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin that I come up with myself and has no monetary value.
In 2016, I resolved not to use that cryptocurrency that Michael invents.
Damn it!
For fear
Damn it!
That I might lose money.
It's, there's no, don't do that. Yes, don't do that. In 2016, all of these things will come true.
In 2016.
In 2016. All right, let's move on in 2016.
All right, now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Yeah, in 2016.
Talk about radio bits that wait way too long.
How many, was that? Like what?
There's
25?
20.
That ended up being like 22, okay. 22 around.
Yeah.
Because the cryptocurrency thing wasn't written down. That just occurred to me.
Oh.
Wow.
Flash of genius, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it that, but okay.
All right. Someone that does have lots of flashes of genius, please welcome from Connecticut. She is Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, guys. I was listening to some of those. I'd really like to be present when you do that one over the Grand Canyon.
I think what I'm planning on trying to have a 30-person video crew ready to film that in slow motion, so you can watch.
Awesome!
I'll just do an epic John Williams style soundtrack with barn animal noises at the same time as you going over.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, and I have no. Sadly, I make a lot of resolutions, but they're all very sad, so I won't go into it. But Happy New Year. I did not say that before.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Well, discombobulated by having to recall. And because of the fact that it is the first day of New Year's, I think this still applies. So last year I wrote this poem, and I think I might have read it, but I'm not sure. Because I'm not sure when I got on the show or, if I ever...
That's all right. We're all about recycling anyway, here. It's all good.
It's called Hail to the New Year. So I think it's really, a great time to do it. Hail to the New Year with its innocence bathed in the golden haze of promise. All sparkle and glitz, it arrives with expectation. And at the stroke of 12, we forget the year that has passed. And erase the unfulfilled promises, the said moments not pressed into our minds as tragedy. We celebrate with champagne and laughter, and every year we, you and I, were next to each other. Our lips met at midnight, and we clink glasses filled with the bubbly, remembering why we met and how New Year's was our invitation to love. Hail the New Year with its glow of possibilities, an open blank space for our dreams to flourish. And we think back to last year's dreams, those that flew and those that never left the ground. And you were always there next to me to put your arm around me, and I held tight to you, forgetting the bad and hoping for the good. And now I wonder when the clock strikes midnight and the ball drops, will your spirit be there or only an empty space where you used to be?
Well written, Barbara. And I enjoyed that piece.
That was, I don't think you, do you remember that poem?
You know, I hear a lot of poetry in the show. I don't think I've heard that one, though. Not to mention what I do in my off time away from here. I'm what they call a poet addict.
I shudder to think what that is, but
well, no, see, no, that's the thing.
No, see, yeah. I listen to a lot of poetry in my off time. I'm a poetry addict.
What you have to understand, Barbara, about J. Todd is that he believes the world changes fundamentally every time a ball drops.
You know, I have that same feeling. I think it has to do with being a poet. It's like the blank page. You all want everything to change. You know, it's all going to be better on this next poem. You know, it's like, you know, just let it happen. Let's get it done, and we'll do it again. You know, it'll be great, this next one. And that's how we feel, a blank page.
Well, I think there's a blank page, but the funny thing is, actually being serious about this for just a second, if you actually look at art as people, our day-to-day activities on a daily basis, they're almost identical. It's really kind of creepy. So making these lifestyle changes and I mean, sometimes it's things we can't control that we're just moving past. But a lot of times there's also our behavior and our daily habits. And it's really actually becomes hard to make that kind of change unless you have a real desire and a real reason and passion behind that change.
Well, I did make a change. I mean, I've made...
Oh, yeah, I believe.
I have made changes. And, sure. Sure. They do last. They last a year if you commit yourself to them. But
that's
you have
the deal.
To commit yourself. You
that's
know?
It.
Like you say, I'm going to work out, and then you work out the first week, and you say, "Oh, great, I worked out," and then the next week, "Oh, I'm a little tired. I won't work out today. I won't work out today." And then pretty soon it gets to be 2-3 weeks you're not working out, and then you say, "Oh, what the hell." I don't work out at all. You know, and so that's how it works, you know, or I'm going to do this and this, and you don't do it. But with me, when I make a resolution, I make a resolution.
You stick with it. That's cool.
It sticks. You know that's the thing.
I had a friend of mine from one of my best friends from high school who's on the morning show here in Denver. She posted something yesterday that just cracked me up. I think it was about 8 p.m. She says, "It's 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve. That means that I have 4 hours before apparently I'm going to be able to do a pull-up."
Nice.
And she 4 hours to get the body strength to be able to do a pull-up. You know, it's like, there's that kind of arbitrary nature of some of our resolutions. But we don't really need to make them unless there's something you really need to change. And if that's the case, just do it. Don't wait for a New Year's resolution.
Exactly.
Just go, you know.
If you realize you need a change, don't wait for New Year's. Just do it then.
Yeah.
Right. But I did resolve, last year, that I was going to write my second book, and I did.
Beautiful.
It's all written. And this year, I'm resolving to finish my third. So, you know, there's lots of other resolves, resolutions you can make. But I think you topped them all. I can't imagine anyone having better resolutions than you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, my resolution for next year is to have better resolutions, though. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the program, which is, awesome as always. And so grateful for you guys being on the air and everything. And I am going to definitely contribute to this peaceful thing because
wonderful,
beautiful.
I have been. That's my resolution for this year: is to spread peace.
Beautiful,
so. Wonderful.
One down, 999,999 to go.
Oh no, we have other people sharing it as I'm watching it here. That's great.
Awesome, thank you.
Great. Okay, guys, thanks so much, and have a great rest of the show. And I may be on for the after talk.
Beautiful.
If I can find something suitable.
Okay. There you go.
Wonderful. All right. Bye. Thank you.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
These headphones make all the difference in the world. That was my Christmas gift from our producer. I've got new headphones, and oh my goodness, you even sound good. I'm totally kidding.
That's just because you can finally hear now.
I know.
What? All right. Sorry? Were you talking?
Yeah, he said I sounded good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone who always sounds good. He's the beast from the east. Please welcome from Kentucky. He is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
I, I am doing actually quite well. I don't know whatever happened in the chat room, but suddenly I'm listening to Old Dirty Bastard and now Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I'm down with it. Let's roll.
Right on. Next up is Cypress Hill.
Did you hear about the
Cypress Hill?
Hey, it's good stuff.
You know.
Did you hear about what happened with the Wu-Tang's last record?
No, I have no idea,
sir. They did I don't think it was a whole new album, but they released one copy of an album.
Like an EP.
It was an EP, but only one copy was made, and it sold for like $1.7 million. And there is a clause in the contract that at any point, any member of Wu-Tang Clan or Bill Murray could come steal the album back.
Really?
Which is hilarious. But it turns out the guy who bought it was in the news a few months later when he was a hedge fund manager, real jackass of a guy, bought an AIDS drug and jacked the price up from, I think, $13 to $760 per pill.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he was in the news for it, and he recently just got arrested for some sort of insider trading or something, and he's looking at 20 years in jail. And so they're actually recalling it. They're going to go steal back the album. And so he paid $1.7 million for nothing.
For nothing.
Yeah, so anyway, now you bring up Wu-Tang. There's a weird little tidbit of things going on right now.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I keep up with nothing in the modern media. I hardly watch TV at all. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, like, aggrandize blah, 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 and preach, but, you know, really the bottom line is the work is more important than anything.
Damn right.
Each day I go back to the page, and that's what it is, you know. And I respect all artists who go back to that canvas, whatever that canvas may be, regardless of the genre. You do the work, and you don't worry about what the rest of the world does. I mean, you worry a little bit, but there ain't nothing you can do about it. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm really trying to say is word, peace, and I love you guys because, you know, you're keeping it real, and you're out there helping a lot of poets and people who have never had a platform for their own voice, and I know that means a lot to a lot of people out there. And so I'm just grateful to be one of the family, as Mr. Underhill might say, you know.
Yes.
I got my shroud on as I speak.
Awesome. Do you have your Kool-Aid and your Nike shoes, too? You might need those.
Well, I'll get to it as we talk about the Wu-Tang and Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
My title ODB. Is ODB. Heck yeah! Here's my title. My title is short this time, and
it's because it's cold out, isn't it?
About 5 o'clock this morning, so I will do my best to not slur. But vicissitudes, and see right there. I mean, you don't even have to give somebody a sobriety test. Just say vicissitudes. You don't even have to know what that means. You know, you're just going to slur that stuff if you're drunk. Vicissitudes and THC. Great combination, by the way. Better yet, THC and nitrous. I'm not going to finish that word because I don't know who's listening, Homeland or otherwise, but we'll go back to it. Vicissitudes and THC, that's the title, and I'm going to hit it now and shut my mouth and just read the poem. Here we go. Smoke, stale breath, stoned in psychedelic contemplations, revered in quiet ecstasy. Fires that burn neuronal, luminous as Christ's crown of thorns emblazoned and smoldered around my dingy brain pan, opened up and resembling an upside-down ashtray cranium. Pale walls absorb electric silhouettes, speaking rabbit tongues at sunset. And inquisitively uncertain what I mean, as if the metaphors have forgotten or just left behind whatever load they carried. Recollect saddened men who stared through tortured faces, aftermath of the unexamined life, or gruffly told graffiti bullshit stories that tally excuses at gambling tables, and tales of late-night domestic violence echoing Thoreau's foretold desperation. Thoughts scattered in soul-sci deserts, once gloom-tempered, now forgotten, with a past rather without a past, rather an omnipresence, connecting quantum-cradled atoms to a fiery sentience, mistaken for auroras grander than stars, counted in a child's boundless imagination. Oh, my old friend, hyperbole, how I prefer your image multiplied by mirrors that glint and reflect immaculate when I'm blessedly high. And there it is, my friends.
Very nice.
Hunter S. Thompson would be very proud of you. So would Timothy Leary at this point, too.
I appreciate it, my friends, and I'm glad that I'm not arrested. Let's put it that way.
Me too. However,
no doubt.
Any
Go ahead.
I was going to say, any sort of bump at the front door after my admission earlier in the show, I'm like, is it please coming in?
Right. And I look forward to the midnight segment of the show. So cheers, fellas.
Cheers. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
This keeps evolving and evolving. Actually, it really has evolved.
We have,
man.
Tonight.
And I think that goal, we came up with that, was that late October, maybe?
Yeah, we've been kind of sitting on that.
But it's kind of scared the hell out of us when we came up with it. And yeah. I think that was where we realized there's the great book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. If any of you have not read that book, that is, for an artist or a creative person, phenomenal.
The War of Art. As opposed to The Art of War.
Right. The War of Art. It's amazing. And it has a point where he calls this thing that kind of keeps us from taking action in any shape or form, whether it's, you know, creating something or sticking on a workout program or whatever. He calls it resistance. And you're battling the forces of resistance. And he said the interesting thing about resistance is that it generally, where you're feeling the most, is the direction you need to go. So when we said that, we were like, oh, that's a lot of extra.
Yeah.
And then we suddenly thought, oh, no, that's exactly where we need to go.
Exactly.
So that's part of it. This is us trying to get stronger. We appreciate your support and your help, and I think we can all do this together.
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Woo! The force is getting stronger, too.
The dogs.
The dogs. Welcome aboard, Steve.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good show. Very good show, as always.
Thank you.
Happy January 2nd for those of us on the right coast.
On the right coast, yes.
I must say two things, though, before reading a short piece. J-Todd, you've been talking incessantly, as always, for at least 11 minutes, and you have not used the word pumpkin before.
You know what?
In less than 24 hours, you have broken one of your resolutions, which was use the word pumpkin incessantly, and I have now used it more often than you have. Wow.
Yes, and Mike has not reacted like he said he would.
What a failure in 2016. Get to the chopper!
You know, the other thing is when I told you you had the right to remain silent when you were discussing potential manslaughter issues. I also mentioned that the bill for my legal services for rendering that advice will be sent out.
Awesome.
That'll be paid for by the show. And since we're nonprofit.
We're not nonprofit.
Oh.
So's my law firm.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, yeah.
And then thank you, by the way, for now having the Moody Blues stuck inside my head.
Nice.
I'm very upset with you for that.
The Moody Blues are is that a bad thing for you, Steve, or is that a...
Well, the problem is I've got one line from one song stuck in my head
because
of your discussion with Philip, and all I keep thinking is, Timothy Leary's dead.
Yes.
No, he's outside.
Well, I could start doing some more Moody Blues things to try to push that, you know.
No. Mop the Hoople would be needed to clear out.
Little Three Dog Night, you know.
But anyway.
Yeah.
An oldie, which if I read this on the show at all, it would have been 2.5 years ago. So many new people since then.
All right.
This is called The Exotic in Great Neck. On aubergine satin sheets in a room of secret suburban sin, the exotic sighs. While summer sunlight slants through the blinds, casting a russet glow on the polished hardwood floors and an olive sheen upon her sweat-slicked skin, from which the scent of sandalwood arises. Hush, she says, hush, as she reaches across her lover's body and turns her husband's picture to the wall. Thank you.
No, not crickets. JT had his hands full. He was scenting the studio with incense.
He was dealing
with 12 fingers.
He was cleaning it. Yeah, he was cleaning the aura with sage. I don't know what's going on. Steve, that was wonderful. And I think I vaguely do remember you doing that one. I remember we were sitting in the studio in KZKO. Yeah. We were sitting in the studio though at KZKO, and it was when we were first getting used to hearing your work every week.
Well, then I apologize for one that you remembered.
No, we like it when you repeat on occasion. That's fine.
You understand, we're here for literally every show. We hear every little thing, so
yeah.
It'll come up. But no, that was wonderful, and thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful week, and I got one question because I was asked a question on Facebook.
Okay.
By a occasional listener. He has never called in or submitted via email.
Okay.
All right.
And his question was, can I curse? I told him no F-bombs, but I was unsure of what the other rules are.
Well, as you heard in Phil's poem,
I warn you that he is from New Jersey.
Okay. So that being said, you heard Philip's poem. We do allow cursing. We do not allow the F-bomb unless we're in an After Dark segment. Then it's unprotected poetry.
Okay. That's what I thought. I've given him the phone number for the show, and hopefully he will reach out.
Well, I hope he does, too.
Wonderful.
Even though he is from Jersey.
And I can't say what the real name of Jersey is because it's not the After Dark part yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Take care.
Understood.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
That was Steve on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry at home. Right. Did you hear him? He's going to call back from the After Dark.
That's what I was hearing.
Tell us what Jersey's all about. And be able to use the full array of vocabulary to do it.
If we do, if he calls, he'll come down here and tell us what Jersey's all about. I've always said, I remember, because there was this period of time where I was training people who were doing sales calls all around the country for a university.
Yeah.
And eventually, after listening to all the calls, there was a certain level of crazy that you would run into on the phone, and a lot of it was in what was called the Deep South,
mm-hmm.
and New Jersey. So I have actually, in my mind, New Jersey is part of the Deep South.
Well, no.
Not geographically, psychologically.
When I was a younger poet, I used to sell tickets through Ticketmaster.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. We would get calls for Jones Beach and everything out east, the Broadway shows and everything. And you could totally tell the New Jersey housewives that would call.
Could you call, really?
Yes. That's and you're great. Like, oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Anyway, that being said, we're going to go from the subject of New Jersey to the poetry state. Please welcome Samantha.
We're going to go from the subject of New Jersey to the poetry state. Please welcome Samantha.
Samantha, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Okay, I have a quick one.
All right.
Now, and it's about.
I was needing a quickie before After Dark.
Stop.
Oh my god. Oh, Samantha, it's a creep me out so much sometimes.
Samantha, go ahead.
I need to take a shower and brush my teeth.
Okay. Okay, are we good now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not sure what you guys are on, but it sounds like it's fun. Anyway, Okay, the name of this is Writings. What will I leave behind? Will it be solemn remembrances that bring a single tear to the eye, not one of sorrow or grievance, but a deep welling up of emotion, accompanied by the slightest smile, which tips up one corner of the mouth, letting slip the faintest of smirks? Will I leave intangible memories, not so subtle images of occurrences, both good and bad in nature, actions and reactions to things that mattered not in the living of life, but made their indelible mark just the same, things that no reason can be found for and no discussion can remedy? Or will I, at this late hour, make haste and, putting pen to paper, inscribe for all time poetries that long filled my heart but were held captive behind closed lips? Will I leave behind traces of my soul in paper trails of treasured verses, my voice whispering in your head, lyrics that speak from my heart? Will I script evidence that I existed beyond a few fleeting moments in time, my every emotion spilling onto the pages, proving that I was here, that I lived and loved? When temporary laments have passed and dust has gone to dust, words remain, and therein my essence shall live. Amidst the writings I will leave behind. That's it.
Very well done, Samantha.
Thank you.
Pardon our silliness. We're in one of those moods tonight.
That's okay. It's fun.
All right. And you're calling back for After Dark, hopefully?
Nope. I'm done. I don't do dirty stuff.
Okay. All right. She doesn't work blue. She just told us. All right. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you. You have a good evening, guys.
You as well. That was Samantha on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. All right. See? Yeah. Great poets to call the show. How do we follow up Michigan, the poetry state?
You don't.
You just stay in Michigan, the That's poetry right. state.
That's it.
And you bring in the ringer, Mr. Dennis White.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello, and welcome back, my friend.
Yes, well, it's been an interesting show this evening. Yeah. It's really good to hear Steve back on the radio. I sure have missed him.
Oh, yeah. Him, yes. No kidding.
I'd also like to mention Mariah. What she wrote in the anthology in the back, talking about other writers on the show. She was very kind and considerate in doing so, and I'd like to thank her for doing that.
Yeah.
I have in memory of Lemmy of the Motorhead, I'd like to read a poem, a song, lyrics, from the Motorhead. The title is Line in the Sand.
Okay.
Evolution is a mystery, full of change that no one sees. Clock makes a fool of history. Yesterday, so long ago, don't agree with what I know. Tomorrow, got no place to be. I see the line in the sand. Time to find out who I am. Looking back to see where I stand. Evolution. Evolution. See my reflection change. Nothing ever stays the same. But you know the name's the game. We all know what it means. Nothing's ever what it seems. Unforgiven, unforeseen. I see the line in the sand. Time to find out who I am. Looking back to see where I stand. Evolution, evolution. End of poem.
Great tribute to Lemmy. Oh, I'm so glad you did that.
Well, it was a great loss, and we all have to acknowledge the losses that we experience in this life. It's not easy, but you know, that is life, and that is death. It's a big cycle, and we do speak up and mention those ones that have made a difference. And Lemmy made a difference.
He did, and to be honest, he didn't compromise in anything he did. And he's got several quotes out there that you can find on the internet where he was just like, "I'm me, and don't get in my way." Of me,
yeah,
being
that's
me.
Correct.
So.
Well, thank you again for allowing me to be on board, and I thank you for the platform that you provided us. You guys are doing a great job, and it's just going to be a great year with you guys. I can tell already.
Ah,
so thanks again, and God bless you all.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. You know, it's been mentioned about Lemmy that he basically didn't compromise anything in his life, and there's a lot of good and bad that came with that. But when we started the show, we talk about how weird we are and that sort of thing. I really didn't want to have to pretend to be anything other than just who I am. It's too hard to keep up a facade. When I was doing classic rock radio and adult contemporary radio, I kind of had to put on this persona of what I was thought to be. And when I come to this studio, I'm just me, you know?
But, you know, I think here's honestly one of the things that I love about you, and I've mentioned this for years to people, is, and I kind of feel like I'm very much the same way, and I know JT is too. We think we're fooling people if we're acting like someone else, but you know what, man? I bet you everybody who listened to that station still got a set, you know? And I don't think you could not be you if you tried.
There was the time at KVLZ FM that I was trying so hard not to be me. But
oh, I've done it too, man. I've tried. You know that. I mean, how the hell did I get inducted in the Western Music Hall of Fame if I didn't fake it somehow?
Yeah, right.
The point is like, you know, you eventually, I think we're all kind of, you eventually get to the point where you're like, you know what, screw everybody. I'm better at me than I am at anything else.
Exactly.
So let's just do that.
So, all right. Next up, someone that was mentioned during the last phone call. Please welcome from Minnesota. She is Mariah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Gotta unplug my phone so I can sit up.
Beautiful. So she
I
can
have
sit up and.
Handwritten poem.
Beautiful. I was going to say, so you could sit up and hang up and say, we suck.
Nah, I got words written on a piece of cardboard. I'm definitely sharing that.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh. We'll work for food. All right, that's my poem. I'm out of here. Just kidding.
No, I need a beer.
Oh, nice.
Now, if you just change that second E to an A and then add a D on the end, it gets weirder.
I need a beard.
Need a beard.
I need a beard.
See what happens then. I think J Todd just lost it. J Todd's not—he's not functioning at the moment. I think that just sent him over the edge. All right.
I was just going to say, Brian, wait about 40 years, you'll have one.
Oh, stop it! I apologize for him, Mariah. What do you have written on that lovely—I'm sure that lovely and handsome cardboard that you have? What did you write?
No, it's not
titled
yet.
Oh.
But it's very poetic.
All right.
And I have music.
What?
I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it.
All right.
We'll
try
our best. Yeah.
And my husband and my in-laws are in the other room watching a movie, and they keep being really loud. So if I pause and seem momentarily distracted, that's why. There you go. I
steal my lines from early pieces. Dance to silent drums in empty ballrooms because my heart yearns for a freedom that I'm not even sure exists. Live in echoes of earlier times. Left our dreams dying in abandoned nights when the stars sang so loud the sky cracked. We are young and old and never-ending, full of hope and hurt and tears because humanity is broken. The moon weeps with us. Speaks of forgotten souls from times long ago, when wishes and dreams danced with the man in the moon and shooting stars played comet tails like xylophones. Their tears have never reached the earth, but they still fall. I wonder when it was that society stopped believing, stopped searching for answers in the unknown and instead started settling for mediocre. It's sad, really, how people shuffle around from one day to the next, never truly living unless they're forced to react, to act in the face of catastrophe and failure in order to find their success. Why is it so rarely found with hard work and will? Why must there be a disaster in order to find a hero? Maybe we'll never know. Maybe the answers are only found in the unknown. Or maybe the music holds the key to unlock the secrets if we only start listening. The stars are singing to the beat of silent drums. I think I can hear it. But I can't be the only one.
I like that one.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear the music?
We did. I got hints of the music. Like, it was almost like floral notes in the background.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That's what it was supposed to be. So.
Yes. As opposed to earthy notes up front.
I'm laughing at I'm not laughing at the poem or the performance. I'm laughing at J Todd's hilarious hilarious descriptions. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm being serious, and he's like, "Oh, that's hilarious." Like, he's going to be that way at my funeral too. He's like, "J Todd was not like that."
Oh, so funny. All right, thank you so much, Moran.
Thank you. Now I got to see if I can find something or write something for After Dark.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Time to get to work, Mariah.
Find the darkness in your soul, and we'll see you on the other side.
Whoa! I don't have to search very long.
Nor do we. Thank you, Mariah. That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. The darkness in my soul is merely past the epidermis.
it's just between your cornea and the dorsal fin.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
That's all right.
I'm sure it's
dorsal fin?
Yeah. If you had one, wouldn't you say it?
Well, yeah.
I've never met anybody.
Only when he's shooting pool.
Well, that's a whole other story altogether. You know how my family is with their games of accuracy and skill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dart.
Darts.
Point it.
Billiards.
Yeah.
Bowling. Whatever.
So.
Bring it.
Michael.
And the more alcohol consumed, the better.
Yeah. I know, it's so weird.
All right. So, I do have a submission.
All right.
This one is from Steve Junka. It's a pretty short one, but it's called Where Did the Time Go? We trained and trained and trained some more. They did everything to get us ready, then opened the door. Where did the time go? We grew old, oh, so fast, yet trying to hold on to what would not last. Where did the time go? The man in the mirror now is gray and old. To the grandkids, the stories are often told. But where did the time go? And he finishes it with, Happy New Year, everyone. Pray for our soldiers and for peace. That's from Steve Junka, called Where Did the Time Go? Always solid contributor to the show.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve, for all you do for our show, too.
And Happy New Year's to you as well.
And if you want to submit like Steve, you just use the contact form on our website, the one you're listening to us through now, and copy and paste there. Put a little note to us.
Yeah.
Tell Michael that you love him. You know, that sort of thing.
You know, flattery, bribery, and just basically propping up my fragile ego will get you everywhere.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to do one more cover for Motorhead. Here we go. If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, you lose some. It's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play. Makes no difference what you say. I don't share your greed. The only card I need is the ace of spades. The ace of spades. Playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all a game to me. 7 or 11, snake eyes watching you. Double up or quit, double stake or split, the ace of spades. The ace of spades. You know I'm born to lose, and gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the Joker. Pushing up the ante, I know you got to see me. Read 'em and weep, the dead man's hand again. I see it in your eyes. Take one look and die. The only thing you see, you know it's going to be. The ace of spades, the ace of spades.
Nice, man.
Yeah, that news this week kind of derailed what I was had planned. We had this Secret Santa thing going on at work, and this cool punk rock girl got my name, and we're supposed to post what we would like on this board to where people know what we would like. And I posted your favorite poetry, a book of your favorite poetry, your favorite music, CD or whatever, and your favorite coffee shop, a gift certificate. Giving people a wide range, but I wanted to experience what they like, whatever it is.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So this really awesome chick named Elise got my name, and she got me a book of Bukowski poetry and a couple of awesome CDs, and I haven't had a chance to check out the CDs, but I've perused the book, and I'm like, I'm going to bring that in. However, Lemmy passing kind of delayed that, so next week I'll be bringing some Charles Bukowski to the table.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. All right.
All right. So that does it for World Poetry Open Mic proper.
Proper.
We will end the show now. I will...
take your last drink of tea with your pinky in the air.
Yes. I will say this. Good night. Good night, Lemmy, wherever you're at.